Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Bill's future, river receding. I'm Elliot Francis. Although the bill to replace Obamacare passed Thursday in the House, some lawmakers warn it faces a tough challenge when it moves to the Senate. Reid Binion has more.
We don't have to talk about this unbelievable victory.
President Trump touting the Republican victory on health care in the House of Representatives. Lawmakers on the other side, including Senator Bernie Sanders, quickly slamming the measure.
This bill, in its current form, is not getting through the Senate.
Senate Republicans do have a significant challenge ahead of them in getting a compromise within their own conference. Hoping to use special rules, the GOP needs 51 Senate votes for passage instead of 60. But with only 52 Republicans in the Senate, they can afford very few defections. I'm Reid Binion.
Floodwater is beginning to recede in many hard-hit Midwestern communities this morning, but forecasters say the worst is yet to come on the Mississippi. Heavy rain last weekend caused the rivers to rise. 9 deaths have been reported. I'm Elliot Francis. The 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby happened Saturday at Churchill Downs, and correspondent Rich Bozich says there's one familiar face who won't be there.
The familiar face of Bob Baffert is missing from the Kentucky Derby this year, but the drama will kick up at Churchill Downs for the 143rd time. Baffert has won the race 4 times, including the 2015 Triple Crown with American Pharoah, but he's without a Derby horse for only the second time in 9 years. The 20-horse field includes 4 trainers who've won the Derby, but favorite Classic Empire is trained by Mark Cassie, who's 0-3 in the race. Rick Bozich, Louisville, Kentucky.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to meet with President Trump to discuss the, quote, best ways to advance peace. This after Mr. Trump met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. No official announcement yet, but Mr. Trump reportedly will visit Israel at the end of the month. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A day after Aetna announced plans to pull out of the individual insurance market in Virginia, the region's largest insurance providers warning that it'll be asking for massive premium increases for next year. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to raise rates by more than 50% in Maryland, 35% in Northern Virginia, and nearly 30% in the district. The company projects a $600 million loss over the past 4 years caused by a pool of beneficiaries that is getting sicker without a pool of healthy customers to help defray the costs. That kind of news is what motivated Republicans in Congress to move to repeal and replace the status quo, but the battle's not over yet.
The GOP's health care bill passed 217 to 213 on Thursday and now heads to the Senate, where Virginia Democrat Mark Warner says its future is grim.
I think this bill has no chance in the Senate. I do hope that regional folks in both parties can sit down and actually try to fix this.
Warner says many are concerned about what happens regarding pre-existing conditions. But Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris, who voted in favor of the bill, says not to worry.
It's going to be actually less expensive for people with pre-existing conditions to buy insurance under the new plan than it is under Obamacare.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Alexandria residents, your taxes are going up about $350 next year for the average homeowner, with another $100 tacked on for stormwater, sewer, and refuse fees. Lawmakers say the money's needed to pay for growing school enrollment. moment fixing infrastructure and to pay for Metro. The news is better for about 1,500 businesses in Manassas. They'll be getting tax refunds after the city discovered its property tax rate for the past 3 years was too high under state law. The mistake will cost the city $850,000. If you look at the calendar in Espanol today, you'll notice it's Cinco de Mayo, which means the margaritas will be pouring early, and which means you should make alternative plans to be driving if you're imbibing. If you've had too much to drink, you can get a free Lyft ride home.
This is meant to be a safety valve to these high-risk, high-alcohol consumption periods, and obviously Cinco de Mayo is one of them, with nearly a third of all U.S. traffic deaths on that holiday specifically.
Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program says you can find out how to get that free ride at soberride.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 20,951, the NASDAQ at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics in a game that featured 8 technical fouls and 3 ejections. They now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-7 series. The Nats beat the D-backs. The Orioles beat the Red Sox. WMAL News Times 5:04 up next. Traffic and weather, then Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, John, and already seeing accidents around the region. Be very careful, obviously. Virginia, Interstate 95, that's where we've had 2 accidents. Northbound as you approach Dumfries, that crashed to the shoulder. But the new one's going to be northbound 95 at Quantico, and it does block the right lanes. Lots of flashing lights there. So again, 95 already slowing as you make your trip past Quantico. Crash at Dumfries is still a distraction. Around the Beltway, we get started off okay. No problems to report. Virginia, Maryland, obviously no road work on the Beltway near Old Georgetown Road with this weather. We do have a tree down in Germantown, already tree down. This is always an issue with the heavy rain. Southbound on Ridge Road after you pass 355. Now, the tree reduced to just 1 lane to the left getting by, but they are able to let traffic get through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere. This morning, the rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 63 in Dumfries, 57 in Hyattsville, 61 at Reagan National. Hours after the House pushed his health care plan forward, President Trump was praising Australia's universal health care plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Happy Friday. Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. And it is also Cinco de Mayo. It is a celebration kind of day.
It is.
Coming up at 7:15 is Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times. We'll talk to him about the Republicans. And also Jimmy Kimmel. That'll be interesting. At 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan from the Freedom Caucus is with us. At 8:05, it's Scott Allen. He's a sports reporter for the Washington Post. At 8:15, Susan Kaziski. She is a microbiologist. And are you ready? She is with the U.S. Army Centralized Allergen Extract Lab.
Yeah.
I wonder what we're going to talk about with her.
They're so bad right now.
And at 8:30, Susan Ferriccio will be with us at 8:35. She's with the Washington Examiner, and we'll talk to her about all things Capitol Hill. I'm Mary Walter, celebrating this day alongside Brian Wilson.
Obamacare took 17 months. Hillary Clinton tried so hard, really valiantly, in all fairness, to get health care through. Didn't happen. We've really been doing this for 8 weeks, if you think about it. And this is a real plan. This is a great plan. And we had no support from the other party.
That's right. Let the balloons fall from the ceiling. Begin the celebration. They did something in the House of Representatives yesterday about health care. Oh, my gosh, let the celebration begin. And there was a celebration yesterday at the White House after Republicans passed a measure that will go some direction toward repeal and replacing of Obamacare. There are some good things in this bill. There's no doubt about it from the Republican standpoint. A lot of taxes that are associated with Obamacare have been stripped away. But I just want to ask you, do you think that this celebration, this spiking of the football yesterday after the House takes action, will help the GOP, or will this come back to haunt them? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And I raise this only because I think that this was a wildly premature celebration. Let me just do a little reality check here for those of you who understand how a bill becomes law. This was the first step. This would be like having a victory parade because the Caps are leading the Penguins in the first period. I mean, this is exactly what this would be. This bill was passed out by 217 votes. They needed 216. They got 217. Passed out with 217 votes yesterday, much in the same way that I was passed out of high school by my teachers because they didn't really want me around anymore. I mean, that's what really happened yesterday. They were tired of it. They got something. They got 216 votes, and they sent it on its way. I want to remind you that this is, you need to go back to Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock is sort of the example of what should happen here. You have to have a bill that goes through the regular process. Remember how that works?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's a long
way. Yeah, it's a long way. And that's the thing about it is it's got to go now to the Senate. And look, here's the thing in the Senate. You got to have 60 votes. You got to have 60 votes in the Senate. And that means that you're going to have to come up with something that some Democrats will sign on to. And then so you now have a bill in the Senate and the House that are different. What does that require? A House-Senate Conference Committee. And the conference committee has to hammer out something that can get all of the Republicans, or almost all of the Republicans in the House of Representatives to vote for it, and as many as 8 Democrats to vote for it in the Senate, because you need 60 votes again in the Senate. And then, if you can find something that can do both of those things, you have to send it over to the president. He has to decide whether or not this is really worth, you know, signing. Does this really change Obamacare significantly? We are a long, long, long way from seeing something passed. I'm not even sure we can get there. But the celebration yesterday, to me, seemed premature, and I think it will come back to haunt them. It's going to be one of those things that they pull out for those 30-second campaign commercials, you know, where they're celebrating, you know, the demise of Obamacare, when actually they may not be able to get it across the goal line. So what do you think? Does this help it or hurt them? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
I am very upset with you right now for two things. Number one, I will now have I'm Just a Bill stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Sorry about that.
And number two, can we just not have a little bit of a victory celebration? And I think this is actually smart. I think President Trump did the right thing by having a little celebration. It wasn't a big celebration. They didn't parade down the street like the Democrats. Remember Nancy Pelosi with her gavel in hand parading through the streets of Washington? We did it. They didn't do that. All right.
Well, but they did that. They did that after final passage of the bill.
But you're making it sound like they had this huge celebration. This puts pressure on the Senate to now do something and to come up with something that everybody can be happy with. I don't have a problem with this. I think people wanted a victory. They wanted something done. I I don't know. I'm not as upset about this as you are.
I've been in this town 31 years, and I know I say that too often, but I've been here a long time. I've never seen a celebration because one body of the House of Representatives did something.
Nobody came out and patted themselves on the back and said, hey, we got something passed.
They don't hold a big victory celebration in the Rose Garden.
You're making it sound like they had a kegger. There were no kegs in the Rose Garden.
They held a press conference in the president at the Rose Garden of the White House to celebrate this. And I don't think that...
Would you have preferred it was in the basement?
I would prefer they wait until they actually accomplish something. This is a long way from being a bill.
Oh, you're such a Debbie Downer, and it's Friday, and it's Cinco de Mayo. You're bringing me down.
All right, Tim and Urbana, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you think here, Tim?
Well, Brian, you know, the Democrats were saying this can never happen, and you want to rain on the parade.
Thank you.
Of course, it's not the Capitals. We all know they choke every time. But this time, the Republicans did choke. They got together, Trump brought them together, and we got something done. Now, what will the Senate do? Who knows? But at least somebody in the House got it done finally.
Yeah, listen, I'm not knocking that it is an accomplishment to get this through the House. I think it is an accomplishment. It is one in five steps that must take place before we even get close to having a victory in this matter. To declare victory in the Rose Garden to me seems wildly premature. That's all I'm saying. It's not time to celebrate just yet. There is much work to be done. Ugh. And there are many, many places along this way where you have to mollify a number of Democrats in the Senate. And that means that you're going to end up with a bill that you're probably not going to be completely happy with.
Wah, wah.
All right, I know. I have to be the dose of reality.
No,
somebody has to tell truth to power here.
We all know.
No.
Let's have our moment.
Apparently, the White House thinks that it's over.
Oh, they do not. So let's have our moment.
More of your calls in just a moment. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we know it's going to be a doozy on the roads this morning, so take it easy. Allow plenty of extra time. Have an accident that's just been reported on the Virginia Beltway in Tysons area if you're heading inner loop as you come up to Route 7. That's the reported area of the crash. I'm checking the cameras as well, but boy, hard to see through the cameras with all this rain coming down, too. Accidents, we had two of them on Interstate 95 already. Northbound as you come up to Quantico, right lane remains blocked at the scene of the crash and already with delays this early on. Beyond that, in Dumfries, that crash to the shoulder. Taking the trip around 270, that looks good if you're on Ridge Road coming southbound after 355. A tree down, one lane gets by. And in the Mount Pleasant area on Park Road, right near Mount Pleasant Street, tree down there blocking that stretch of Park Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for thunderstorms this morning. Locally heavy rain. A chance of showers this afternoon. A few may be severe. Around 74 for a high. Tonight, cloudy skies followed by partial clearing. A low of 58 degrees. Saturday, we'll see the showers start to diminish and a high of 61. And on Sunday, highs in the low 60s only. And the overnight lows on Sunday will be in the mid-40s. Same thing on Monday. Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 213. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
And there you had it yesterday. They needed 216 votes. They got 217 votes. 193 Democrats voted against it. So did 20 Republicans, including Barbara Comstock in our local area, voted against the measure. Just to get that on the record. So, is this going to be this celebration that took place yesterday? Is this going to be something that is a good thing or a bad thing? And how do you feel about the passage of this bill? I will just tell you that what we saw yesterday come out of the House, there's some good stuff in it. I'm not at all denying that there's some good stuff in it. I'm also going to tell you straight from the shoulder an absolute truth. And that is the bill that finally passes the House and Senate, if we can get there, will in no way resemble the bill that just came out of the House of Representatives. So how do you feel about it, Andrew in Maryland? You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. I can't believe you're actually showing your true colors. You must have had a real
sad night with Nancy Pelosi and everybody.
No, listen, I acknowledge that they've done some good things in this bill, and if you can make this the law, I think many people would be happy. The fact of the matter is this is not going to be the law. There's no way this is going to be the law.
But it's a good start, and we need to start.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, I think that what they decided here was they said, let's just get this, they kick this down the road, and let's start the process. Let's get it out of the House, let the Senate do what it's going to do, and then see what we can come up with in conference. I think that's all that they really did yesterday. If you could get this measure to become the law of the land, I will acknowledge to you it would be good things. But I just need I need to tell you that this celebration in the Rose Garden and this sense that, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody to walk away from this with the sense that, oh, it's all going to be better now. I'm not sure that it's going to be better.
The pressure is on.
Yeah, the pressure could be on, I suppose. Thank you for the call, Andrew. I'm sorry, Mary.
No. He's right. The pressure's on, and I think President Trump is very good when it comes to negotiations, pitting one side against the other to get what he wants. And I think that little celebration, again, you made it sound like they had, you know, elephants and marching bands yesterday that they had to say, hey, we did this, you know, we're on our way. It was fun, and I think he was smart. I think he's pitting the House against the Senate. He said to the Senate, pressure's on. Now you got to come up with something, big boy.
I noticed that Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, said, I know our friends in the Senate are excited to get started. And there was actually out loud laughter about that because they're not looking forward to this at all.
Right.
Ryan in Adamstown, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Ryan. What do you say?
Hey, good morning, Brian and Mary. I think this is probably going to come back to haunt Republicans. To be honest, before 2 days ago, I didn't even know this was up for a vote. You know, it just got put up for a vote. I don't think CBO had any chance to score, so nobody really knows how this is going to impact anyone. Once the media starts picking apart all the negative parts of this, because all I know about is some of the taxes, you know, the taxes that get repealed. I don't really know what's in it either. And we crushed Democrats for passing Obamacare without really knowing what was in it. And once people, you know, someone's going to lose insurance. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I think this is going to probably come back to haunt Republicans. And that's what I think.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for the call, Ryan. I greatly appreciate it.
You and Ryan can go sit at the sad end of the bar.
I'm not sad
you know
about
where the
what...
sad end
Look,
is.
Look, I
you
don't want to be mischaracterized. I don't want to be mischaracterized. I want you to understand. I think there's good stuff in what the House did yesterday. I also don't think that this is what's going to come back when it's all said and done. This is not what we're going to be voting on when it comes out of conference.
Maybe
there's
not.
There's no way it can
but
be.
Maybe not, but the steps have been taken. We're dismantling Obamacare. That is what we sent them to Washington to do. And listen, the bar is so low for me when it comes to Republicans actually doing something that maybe that's why I think they deserve a little pat on the back, you know, a gold star, because, you know, they finally did something. That's how low the bar is.
Yes.
For me.
Well, that's a very low bar then.
It is.
Fred in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello. Hello, Fred.
Hey, good morning. I think the timing with the news about the Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield premiums going up 50% in Maryland and 35% in Virginia, that's going to work in their favor because Obamacare is going to fall apart on their own. And the pressure is going to be on.
Yeah, listen, right. In case you don't know about that, there was a story this morning that said that Blue Cross Blue Shield in Virginia, they want to raise Maryland. Maryland wants to raise its rates 50% and want to come up also in Virginia and D.C.
Well, Aetna pulled out of Virginia.
And yesterday, Aetna pulled out of Virginia. So, look, I mean, that if it does continue to deteriorate, yeah, that strengthens the Republican position. There's no doubt about that. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
What could you do with an extra $1,000, $2,000, or even more every month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free online Trading Academy Investor Foundations class here in the DMV on May 11th, 12th, or 13th, so you can check this out. And if you text the word WEALTH to 797979 right now, you will receive your own do-it-yourself investor's kit. A value of $247 when you attend. Seating is limited for these free classes on May 11th, 12th, or 13th. So text the word WEALTH to 797979 right now. Again, that's the word WEALTH to 797979. Text WEALTH to 797979. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147 plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And already around the Beltway, need to give yourselves extra time. There's a couple of items. First, Beltway Bethesda for the crash on the outer loop after Old Georgetown Road. This is as you'd be heading where 270 merges onto the Beltway over toward River Road. Outer loop after Old Georgetown Road for the crash as you'll head around that curve there and seeing the delays quickly forming. On the Virginia Beltway, okay, little side of relief here. We do have the crash inner loop in Tysons at Route 7, but only seeing one police car with the crash. Now everything to the right shoulder, but of course we always need to watch when we're heading past any activity like that. In the 95 area of Dumfries, northbound 234, crash to the shoulder. In Quantico, northbound 95, that accident in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. Rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, a lot of heavy rain in the area right now. Currently 61 degrees, 526.
I just want to
The celebrations have begun yesterday after the House of Representatives by a vote of 217 to 213. And they needed 216. They had just one extra spare vote here to get this measure passed.
Another round. Another reason to celebrate.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes.
All right, well, good. I'm just trying to bring a sense of reality to the discussion this morning. I do think this is a good start. And I do think that it puts kicks the can down the road and it gets the process moving. But remember, anything that happens now still has to get the support of 8 Democrats in the Senate for passage of whatever they come up with. And then when it goes to conference, it's got to come out and once again get the support of 8 Democrats in the Senate. It's not going to be the bill that passed yesterday, and everybody needs to have a clear-eyed understanding of that. If you think there's going to be a complete replacement and repeal of Obamacare, I would say probably not, the way it stands today. It is 527 on WMAL.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Billy, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. Working for us, it's paying off big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WNAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A lot of people say they're getting stressed out at work, and it has to do with conversations about politics. Are you talking politics in your office, and how's that going for you? We'll talk. Take your calls coming up after the news. It is 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm John Matthews. It's going to be a rainy day, and the worst of it is happening right now.
We have a lot of moderate to heavy rain between here and southwestern Virginia, and it's going to be moving across the area during rush hour, so it's not going to be a pleasant rush hour by any means.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says we could see 1 to 2 inches falling between now and 9 o'clock, and that could be enough for some localized flooding. After a quiet midday, we could have thunderstorms for the afternoon. Noon ride home. Turns out that Obamacare death spiral was a real thing after all. A day after Aetna announced plans it was pulling out of coverage in Virginia, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, the region's largest provider, said it'll have to make massive premium increases next year. The company's chief executive says there are just not enough healthy people in the pool to help pay for the sick. President Trump was still talking about his House victory on repealing and replacing Obamacare last night.
Obamacare's dead. So when you compare something to Obamacare, Obamacare is no longer living. And we have something that's going to be, I think, one of the best anywhere in the world, and we look forward to it.
The president returned to New York City last night for the first time since taking office, but he did not go home to Trump Tower.
He's at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he'll stay through the weekend.
We always knew when he was a private citizen that he spent an awful lot of time here.
Stephen Parker is mayor of the sleepy town, about 45 miles west of Manhattan. He doesn't expect large groups of protesters outside the golf course.
I don't know of any public roads in the town where you could see the golf course. I mean, you can see the gate.
While they're used to having Trump around, they're not accustomed to all of the TV satellite trucks. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,951, the NASDAQ at 60.75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics. They now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. The Nats beat the D-backs. The Orioles beat the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this. The Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range. The Reynolds team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Fly me to the moon.
Reserve a seat or relax on a blanket. Bring your own or put it on the tab. However you enjoy a show, Wolf Trap is the place to be for summer's best concert lineup. Diana Krall, The Moody Blues, Natalie Merchant, Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Lionel Richie, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie, Blondie and Garbage, The Beach Boys, The B-52s, and many more. Summer has never sounded better. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
Spring positively bursts with color. From the richness of red roses to a symphony of well-landscaped greens, the experts at Potomac Petals and Plants can help you experience the best of spring. Their hand-selected assortment of trees, shrubs, plants, annuals, perennials, and more is unlike any in the area. Stop by today and experience 20% savings on all rose bushes in honor of Mother's Day. Visit Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Potomac's premier flower garden and gift store.
535 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway very slow here, trying to get through Bethesda due to this multi-car crash that's going to be on the outer loop after the exit for Old Georgetown Road. And if that's there for a while, that's definitely going to link up with delays coming through College Park. So get ready. Be careful as you abruptly will hit those brakes after you pass 355. Again, past Old Georgetown Road for the multi-car crash, only the shoulder currently getting by. Now for 270, it's been about the volume. Southbound on Ridge Road after 355, crews dealing with a downed tree, one lane getting through there, so you are able to get by. And right now, not much of a delay. On Virginia's 95, we're still struggling trying to get up through the Quantico area at the crash, crowding the right lane beyond and Dumfries crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High-speed wipers, slow-speed travels. The rain comes down hard at times through the morning hours. Stronger storms could produce some gusty winds and hail. We'll keep the occasional rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for the morning and even lingering into the afternoon. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 in Springfield, 57 in Kensington, 61 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 5:37 on WMAL. Coming up at 7:15 this morning, Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times. At 7:35, good day for us to talk to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Scott Allen with the Washington Post will join us to talk about sports this morning, and there's a lot to talk about. And at 8:15, Susan Kosiski, she's an allergy expert. And, man, are you feeling it like we are? Man, it's been bad, hasn't it? We'll find out how bad. And Susan Fariccio with the Washington Examiner comes along at to 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And do you talk politics in the workplace? You don't, right, Brian? We never talk politics here, ever.
It's sort of what we do.
At all.
But we get paid to do it.
This is true. I think it's a lot different when you get paid to talk politics. Do you talk politics in your workplace? Do you maybe have an office rule against politics in the workplace? Or do you know when you go in today, there's going to be that one coworker who just has to bring up the health care bill, is going to lay into you about the health care bill? Is that what is going on? Or do you have a politics-free workplace? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL is the number. Now, last fall, before the election, there was a poll done by Harris for the American Psychological Association. And they found that people were really stressed out due to political conversations happening in the workplace. So they went back and they did this survey again to find out if things have changed. And they found out that now more people say that they're talking about politics in the workplace. 54% have discussed politics on the job since the election. And out of that 54%, people are more stressed out than they ever were before. The election solved nothing. It only made people more stressed out. 26% of those people who said they've talked politics in the workplace reported feeling tense or stressed, and it was only 17% before the election. And 21% who say they discussed politics in the workplace felt cynical and negative during the workday, compared with 15% during the pre-election. So, personally, I think that that's Hillary supporters who can't handle the fact that Hillary lost. I think those people have really, a lot of them, and I know a couple, and I'm sure you do too, I know a couple who seriously, I wonder, have really just gone off. Derangement syndrome. They can't help it. And if you were in a workplace today where you don't talk about politics for a living, I guarantee you there's that Hillary supporter that is going to come in today apoplectic about the bill that was passed through the House with health care. I hope you're happy you're killing children.
I know that's going to happen, right?
By the way, would you like some coffee? Happen today. It makes people crazy.
And I think that is probably especially true for people who listen to this station, because we are, let's be honest, we're an island of red in a sea of blue.
Well, we're right.
We're right, and we are right, but I'm telling you that, in this area, if you're a conservative, you're in the minority, and we understand that. And so if you go into the workplace and you want to, and somebody, you're going to hear the conversation and they're all going to be in unison. And do you raise your finger and say, yeah, but there's another side to this story? Or do you just stay out of it?
That's a good question.
I mean, I think that's a real question for people who listen to this program.
That's true. That's a really good question.
My weird sort of take on this is because my life is not like yours when it comes to this issue, and that I come to work every day to talk about politics. And so when I get away from work and I'm out, having a beer with somebody and they want to talk about politics, it's the last thing I want to talk about. I want to talk about anything but politics, because I've been talking about it all morning long here on Mornings on the Mall. So, I mean, I get that people don't want to talk about it, and it's on everybody's mind. I don't want to talk about it after work. And I think there are people who don't want to talk about it at work. 888-630-9625, are you finding that these conversations are taking place? And how do you wade into those dangerous waters among all of your liberal coworkers? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, at least 40% of workers surveyed say that they exchange political views, and that has led to at least one negative outcome, such as one, really? I want to work where you work. Poorer work quality, difficulty getting work done, or developing a more negative view of a coworker. And I think that comes into play a lot. Especially, again, this is why I think a lot of people keep their mouths shut when these conversations at work happen, because you know there's going to be that group, that gaggle in the break room who are going to be talking about how horrible it is that people are going to be dying in the street now. Women and children are going to die in the street, and the elderly aren't going to be able to afford health care. It's terrible. That's going to be happening. And I think if you say something, they turn on you.
Oh, yeah.
And they view you totally differently. And before the election, it was only 27%. It is now 40%. That's a huge jump.
15% of workers said they personally gotten into an argument with a coworker about politics.
Has that happened to you? I would love to know.
Yeah, Matt in Alexandria. Matt, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Super 5. Yes. Listen, I worked in mainly a blue-collar industry, and, you know, 90% of my guys, they, you know, they voted for Hillary. But their attitude now is, you know, it's a pox on both their houses. You know, they don't care. They're like, look, I've got to get back to work. You know, I don't know what these delicate snowflakes in the, you know, offices are talking about, but I'm too busy. And it's not, they don't care. They just want to feed their families, pay their bills, and hopefully save enough for retirement. That's it.
So when you guys have lunch, when you have your lunch break or anything like that, you don't talk politics?
We'll talk politics, and usually it devolves into just making fun of both sides. You know, it's just like, okay, yeah. You know, we have this one oddball that always, like, you know, George W. Bush, Halliburton, and Dick Cheney. It always, you know, goes down that road. So we just laugh at him, and then we just, you know, talk about the general state of what's going on.
That's hilarious.
Wow, he needs some new talking points.
He's still blaming Bush. That was under Obama for 8 years. We don't blame Bush anymore. Very interesting, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend, Matt. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. If a soldier is ill-prepared for mountain warfare, the rough terrain can become a terrible foe. That's why the Army has developed a program to teach soldiers and commanders operational endurance and self-sufficiency. Nestled in the hills of Jericho, Vermont, the Army Mountain Warfare School gives students the skills they need to navigate and fight in the roughest terrain. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The Phillies.
That's a swing, says Jerry Lane.
Stood a strike away from stealing another series from the Nats. Bryce Harper.
Way back, way back!
Connected for a three-run home run that sealed the series win. Ahead in the count versus Don't Count 'Em Out. Frame the game. Nationals, Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messenger.
Ain't baseball great?
This is such a blow to investors right now. Breaking news:
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It is 5:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. Well, I was hoping Friday would be in our favor for this terrible weather that we'll be dealing with for the commute. But unfortunately, a multi-car crash here early on in the rush hour. Maryland Beltway on the outer loop after Old Georgetown Road, and only the shoulder gets by. So what I'm checking out right now, right after you pass Connecticut Avenue, be prepared because you'll hit that abrupt delay, and then you'll just slowly along to get past Old Georgetown Road before where 270 meets the Beltway. If you're heading on to 270 north, you just have to sit in a little bit of that volume, then you can go north up toward 270 in that stretch. So already complicated there. You need to plan for extra time. Everyone, I would just plan for extra time when I see that rain like that. On northbound 95 in the Quantico area, crash still crowds the right lane. Interloop and Tyson's, that accident, that had been moved over to the shoulder. I'm not seeing much of a delay there. Mount Pleasant getting reports that now Clindle Road at Adams Mill Road, that is closed because of a downed tree. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet one on this Friday, occasional rain around, the rain falling heavily at times, and it's going to be pretty solid for the first part of the day. Scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. Stronger to maybe severe storms are possible, embedded within the rainfall, 74. Rain will start to taper off late today. Tonight, we'll get some partial clearing, 58 with a south breeze. Tomorrow, light breeze, showers early, 63. Sunday, overcast, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees and very raining. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Amtrak.
This summer, take your car with you to Florida on the Auto Train. For a limited time, buy one ticket, get another for 30% off. And your car rides for less, too. Plus, kids always ride for half price. Book by May 18th on Amtrak.com. Restrictions apply.
Well, let's talk about sports. We got a lot to consider here. I guess the most important thing we should say is that the Wizards beat the Celtics last night in a pretty toughly fought battle. And the final score there was a rout, really. Beat the Celtics 116-89. So that is game number three. They cut their series deficit 2-1. And so they're still alive. And they must continue to go on and win to see if they can win this best of seven series. But at least they did seem to find their defense last night, which is something that has been missing from these games. John Wall scored some 24 points. Isaiah Thomas was held to 13. And they got a very good early start, and they just held on to it throughout the rest of the game. So there it is, Game 3, the Wizards win. Congratulations to the Wizards. When it comes to the Caps, listen, it is down to the final game here. I mean, if the Caps can't win against the Penguins in tomorrow night's game, which is Game 5 of the second round of the playoffs, then it's over. It's over. If they do win, then they got to go on and win some more games, and that's a very heavy bar to lift. But you know, this is make or break, and so tomorrow night's game will be a very important game, so we'll see how that goes. By the way, real interesting to see whether or not Sidney Crosby is back. That'll be interesting to see.
Well, I have faith that they can do it. Come on.
Yep.
They can do it.
I'm hoping so.
And it's going to be that much more spectacular. They come from behind.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at the statistics of people who are down, you know, three games, the history of this is not great. But there's never been a better Caps team that I can recall, and if there's any team that can do it, I think it is this team.
And it has been done. It's not like it's never been done before. It has been done. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're a big fan, Brian. So see what I'm doing as opposed to you the last half hour, who was Debbie Downer. See what I'm doing for you.
I know.
I'm getting on board and I'm propping you up.
Thank you
so
much.
I know you're a big fan, and see,
Mary,
I'm on your side.
Can I just say, you are the wind beneath my wings.
You know what? I have just won the lottery. I'm out.
Except that actually, wind beneath your wings doesn't help you to fly. It's the wind over your wings that helps you to fly. I just want to say, I have to be accurate. I'm required to do that. Let's see. The Arizona Diamondbacks versus the Washington Nationals. The Washington Nationals won in a game 4-2. But I tell you, when you see a score with the Washington Nationals and it's only 4-2, you kind of go, I'm a little disappointed. Where are the 23 runs?
Now you're getting greedy.
I guess I've just gotten spoiled here by the way that the Nationals have been played. You know, I'll give everybody their due. We got the basketball team in playoffs. We got our hockey team in playoffs, and the Nationals are just on fire.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that, you know, given all of this, it really raises the bar of expectations as we move down the course of this year for the Washington Redskins. Just saying, are you paying attention here, folks? Everybody's doing very well. They've set the standard, and now you have to follow suit.
And this is what President Trump was doing in the Rose Garden yesterday. He was setting the standard for the Senate, expecting them to follow suit. See how that works?
Okay. Well, that explains that. Listen, I'll be wearing my jersey. I'll be out there rooting for the Caps. I'll be very excited.
Are you going to the game?
No, I'm not going to be able to make this game.
Okay.
This is going to be a good game. And I mean, look, I think when you hear the comments of Alexander Ovechkin about how he understands where we are. This is a man who has a tremendous amount of grit and determination, and I'm really hoping that we can pull this off. By the way, we're going to be talking more about sports at 8:05 with Scott Allen of the Washington Post. We'll go through all of this and see where we stand. It's now 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Well, in recent years, there have been more and more disruptive protests at congressional hearings, often by code pink. Desiree Faruz, 61, was one of the Code Pink loonies that showed up for Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing for Attorney General. She and two other protesters were convicted this week in the District of Columbia Superior Court for their behavior at the hearing. Ms. Faruz says that all she did was laugh. She claims her laughter was barely noticeable and was involuntary. It was her reaction when Senator Richard Shelby was discussing Jeff Sessions' track record of treating everybody fairly under the law. And then she loudly protested being removed. On her way out of the door, she called Sessions' voting record evil. Despite all of that, Faruz says that she was surprised that she was arrested instead of only being warned. Now, the two others arrested had dressed up in Ku Klux Klan outfits and stood up in the hearing room before the hearing. They all rejected a deal, pleaded not guilty, and demanded a jury trial. They got it, and all three got convicted. They now face up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine or both. Now, if they do get jail time, which would be a pleasant surprise, they can dress up in Klan robes and show off their protest skills to their D.C. cellmates. And then we'll see who gets the last laugh. Right?
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty, and that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Attention homeowners, rates are near historic lows again. Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let you, the WMAO listener, know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still so low. It's also a great time to purchase a home with demand so high that many areas are experiencing bidding wars. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 2.875% with an APR of 3.07%, then you need to call 800-700-8068. Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the number 800-700-8068. And take advantage of this 10-year fixed-rate mortgage of 2.875% with an APR of only 3.07% before rates go up. Call now, 800-700-8068, and listen to the Mortgage Radio Show, heard at 1 p.m. on Saturdays, featuring Network Capital. Remember to call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, a little bit better news on the Maryland Beltway. The crash, outer loop near Old Georgetown Road, initially had just the shoulder getting by. Now everything moved to the shoulder. So you can get by. Lanes are open. However, it did cause big delays here as you come around past Connecticut Avenue toward, again, Old Georgetown Road with lanes now open. We have problems for sure around the region. I'm getting lots of calls about high standing water. Keep that in mind. Remember, turn around, don't drown if you're not sure of the travel. Let's go into Oxon Hill, where we have a water main break. Livingston Road, which parallels 210. Livingston Road closed between Oxon Hill Road and Harmony Hall Park Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet one on this Friday. Occasional rain around. The rain falling heavily at times, and it's going to be pretty solid for the first part of the day. Scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon. Stronger to maybe severe storms are possible. Embedded within the rainfall, 74. Rain will start to taper off late today. Tonight, we'll get some partial clearing, 58 with a south breeze. Tomorrow, light breeze, showers early, 63. Sunday, overcast, 62. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
A lot of rain in the area and 61 degrees. It is now 5:56.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
You're part of a growing business. You need to hire, but not just any candidates. You need the right candidates. You need powerful tools to find the right fit for the job, and you need tools that are easy to use. That's where Indeed.com comes in. Indeed's advanced algorithm uses the specific details from your job listing to position your job post where more relevant candidates will find it. The right candidates. Screener questions help you zero in on the best talent, while sort and filter tools keep your recruitment organized. It's no surprise an independent study shows there are 5 times more hires made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we'll give you an update on what's happening with healthcare. Also, the French election. A little bit of an update and some interesting news with that as well.
Yeah, there's an interesting case at Heinstein High School in Montgomery County that has made an interesting turn and twist. We'll tell you all about that coming up. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105. COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.